drama surrounding the team. ESPN's Dave McMenamin reports. Cavs owner Dan Gilbert interviewed ESPN analyst Chauncey Billups for the GM vacancy today. Dwayne Wade informed the Bulls he plans to pick up his $24 million player option to stay in Chicago next season. Major League Baseball told the Cubs and Padres that Chicago first baseman Anthony Rizzo violated the home plate collision rule in last night's game against San Diego, but he will not be disciplined. Rizzo slammed into Padres catcher Austin Hedges at home and knocked Hedges out of the game. Manager Andy Green, who called Rizzo's slam a cheap shot after last night's game, indicated to San Diego's 1090 AM that the Padres will not seek retaliation. In prison, Pro Football Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson faces a parole hearing July 20th that could have him released from a Nevada prison on October 1st. Simpson has served more than 8 years of a 9 to 33-year prison sentence for a 2007 robbery at a Las Vegas hotel room.
After three consecutive trips to the NBA Finals, David Griffin and the Cavs are going to part ways. Is this a good move? We'll ask Bomani Jones when he joins Mike and Mike Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
What kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
A big win for one of the sport's little teams. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today.
Victory Junction was young race driver Adam Petty's dream. He worked toward building a camp where children with serious medical conditions could concentrate on fun and not their illness or disease. When he died tragically, his family and friends around NASCAR made sure that dream came true. Today, Victory Junction is a camp that provides fun, life-changing experiences to children dealing with illnesses and disabilities, all at no cost to the camper. Help us serve more children by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax extra.
Nemco Motorsports is a NASCAR Camping World Truck Series team owned by Joe Nemechek, and his son John Hunter is their driver. The team, with just 6 full-time crew members, was able to capture their first win of the Truck Series season last weekend at Gateway Motorsports Park. A special night for team owner Joe Nemechek.
We hang all of our bodies. We build all of our own parts. We do everything. It's a lot of work. Jerry Kennan, our crew chief, and the guys that we have are all dedicated. They're racers. They want to race. They want to win. And that's why we're here.
The team is seeking funding to be able to compete the rest of the season. And congratulations to Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series driver Trevor Bayne and wife Ashton on the birth of their second child, son Levi, earlier today. For more, visit MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome in to hour number 3 of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, joining us in the studio. What do we got going on tomorrow? I know it's Wednesday. That means the 6 o'clock showdown. We've got some 4th of July tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
First of all, hockey guy on the text line was a little bit concerned that we haven't talked about the expansion draft.
Right.
I'm sorry, hockey guy.
We're trying to get somebody to talk protected lists and whatnot.
And we will. We'll have Greg Wyshynski joining us tomorrow.
This seems like a dodge here. I asked what's coming up on the program tomorrow, and you are deflecting toward hockey guy and...
No, I'm just trying to preview also what we have tomorrow. We will have Greg Wyshynski tomorrow at 5:05.
Okay, there you go. He's not too busy doing radio appearances in Knoxville, Tennessee.
No, he's going to join us. Maybe he is, but
looking for his phone number during the Stanley Cup playoffs.
And then Adi Joseph as well of USA Today is going to join us to talk a little NBA draft, free agency, trades, everything going on in the soap opera that is the association.
You have that one friend that moves away, and the only time that you ever hear from them after you part ways with them in college or wherever it is when they need something. Yeah. What's Greg Wyshynski's phone number? Hey, how's it going? What's Greg Wyshynski's phone number? Ours is 319-366-1600. We mentioned something happening in Major League Baseball tonight that has only happened two other times in history. Joe West will umpire his 5,000th game tonight. Only two other umpires have ever worked 5,000 or more games. Bill Clem and Bruce Fleming. Bill Clem is in the Hall of Fame. My assumption is that someday Bruce Fleming will be as well. And if that's not proof that you can be just sort of mediocre at your job.
I was going to say, where are the slams coming from? Here
and stick around for a really long time. I don't know what is. Is there anybody out there who actually thinks that Joe West does a good job? 319-366-1600.
And if I haven't met anybody.
If he does, it's been a really long time. I'm sure back in game number 1,242 of his 5,000-game career, Joe West was probably a really good umpire. But at this point in his career, he's sort of a caricature of himself. And yet, Major League Baseball continues to trot him out, and he works important games, and that's not good, in my opinion. And I don't know when he's going to hang it up, if he's got plans on retiring anytime soon or not, but Joe West working his 5,000th game tonight. A little bit of basketball news to get to before we swing back to baseball. This is sort of an eyebrow raiser, but Jeff Meyer is going to leave Michigan. He's been an assistant with John Beilein since 2009, and he's going to be joining Lavelle Jordan's staff at Butler. But those two were on Todd Licklider's staff in 2003 together, so they've coached together before. This is Meyer returning to Butler after spending the last 8-plus seasons in Ann Arbor working for John Beilein. And speaking of Lavelle Jordan, he left Wisconsin-Milwaukee to take the Butler job. Northwestern assistant Pat Baldwin, one of Chris Collins's right-hand lieutenants, is going to be the new head coach at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. So some Big Ten basketball news to pass along today. I saw a very glowing article on a number of basketball prospects that Patrick McCaffrey was mentioned in. That's Fran McCaffrey's middle child. Connor is walking onto the basketball and baseball programs this year. But Patrick McCaffrey, described as a new age forward, and has all the makings of a five-star prospect, according to the article that I read earlier today. We do want to pass along one thing. We've been having some fun, at least trying to have some fun. I'm sure some people are tired of it out there. But trying to have a little levity on the program today, talking about Mayor Corbett and his run for governor, which everybody knew was coming, but he refused to acknowledge that people knew he was running for governor and wanted to make this big announcement today, which he's doing right now in Nubo. We do have some sad news to pass along, and I wanted to make sure that we said something on this program because he's very important to us, and we consider him part of the family here at KGYM. But our condolences are going out to our good friend Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy baseball coach and the former Iowa baseball coach. His father, James, passed away today in the Chicago suburbs. And I know Jack has been dealing with his father's declining health for a number of weeks, and he spent a lot of time in the Chicagoland area and he's dealt with it tremendously well, in my opinion. And I know how much he loves and values his father, and so our hearts go out to Jack today and the rest of his family, Lynn and his daughter and his sons as well, as they deal with the loss of his dad, who sounds like he was a great guy, and coming just a couple days after Father's Day. But I know Jack was in Chicago and able to spend one last Father's Day with his dad. So again, our condolences going out to the Dom family. Now, moving to something that would probably take Jack's mind off of the sad news today, we'll talk a little Major League Baseball and the Cubs taking on the Padres tonight, game two of that series at Wrigley Field. Andy Green, the manager of the Padres, says there's going to be no retaliation for Anthony Rizzo's slide into Austin Hedges last night, a slide that many people feel violated the Posey rule, which was put into place several years ago to prevent collisions at the plate. I happen to be one of them. If you're getting to the letter of the law with regard to the slide, it was not necessarily a clean play, although I don't think there was any malicious intent. And that, to me, is really where you have to draw the line. Is this just his instincts as a baseball player taking over, or is this malicious intent where he's going in and he's trying to harm Austin Hedges? That's not the case. Andy Green says there will not be any retaliation tonight when the Padres and the Cubs face off. My question is, will there be retaliation somewhere down the line? These guys are smart enough to know that if they do anything tonight, they're going to get called out on it. But if they wait a while, does Anthony Rizzo eventually wind up paying for his sins?
Probably at some point it'll come up, because we know what the San Diego Padres are right now, and they're not a very good team. And when you play a team twice in a season, and maybe it's not, have they played at San Diego already?
Yeah, it was part of the 6-game sweep a couple weeks ago when they went out to the West Coast and lost 3 in LA and lost 3 in San Diego.
So maybe it comes up next year. Maybe
spring
it comes
training.
Up the year
spring
after.
Spring training would be a good time.
Maybe it comes up during spring training. But I think it probably pops up again, because I just know right now the culture around some baseball players. When you see a guy like Hunter Strickland plunk Bryce Harper 4 years later after a game in the playoffs in which Hunter Strickland's team won, actually, it just seems like there's a lot of pettiness right now with certain players. And when your manager comes out and says, this was a cheap shot, that's something that I think will stick for a while between those two teams.
I would have to agree, and I almost don't even know if they'll wait, you know, much longer than tonight, because you had the slide with Rizzo, and then I got to the office today, and Scott Unesh, he's showing me a video of Wilson Contreras after he hit a home run last night, and he doesn't so much as toss his bat, but kind of throw it. He hops out of the box, and he's shouting at their dugout as he's running around first base. And so I wouldn't be too surprised if the Padres kind of want to address that tonight.
Yeah, but I'm going to stop you right there. Scott hates the Cubs.
Oh, sure he does.
Okay.
Well, he did, and it wasn't just like the kind of where you turn your head and you say something. He continued to talk as he's rounding first base, like craning his neck. But yeah, so I kind of think the Padres might go ahead and take care of that tonight, especially after the MLB comes out and they say Rizzo did violate that rule, but, you know, there's no punishment to be had for it.
There's no punishment to be had for it. And I think that's the probably the correct decision by Major League Baseball, because like you guys are saying, it is not a legal play. It was an illegal play, but no one has been suspended for it yet. And I don't think anybody's going to get suspended for it unless it is completely malicious, to the point where the guy goes completely out of his way to lower his shoulder into the catcher and run the catcher over with somewhat intent to harm. And I think Rizzo's path towards home plate was a little bit curious. I'm not sure why he was running on the inside of the baseline, But by the time he got to home plate, the catcher was up the line a little bit, and he kind of got caught in between sliding and didn't know. If he slides from that point where he ran into the catcher, at that point where he made contact with a catcher, he slides right into the legs of the catcher, and then we're having a completely different discussion. So I think he got caught in between a little bit, and the correct call was made, and if San Diego doesn't continue this thing, if they don't retaliate, then it's probably not a story in a couple of weeks.
Here's the real question surrounding the Cubs. Are we going to the Cubs-Cardinals game Sunday in July before Big Ten Media Day?
Can we start a GoFundMe page? I know how much you love those.
Mm. Yeah, look.
No, I'm kidding. Yes, let's go.
Yeah, we're going.
Well, we could start the GoFundMe page to pay for the anti-Ron Corbett commercial, and then we could divert the funds to the trip. That would be a very political...
Is this a very shady
political move.
Is this you scheming out loud again?
Yeah. I think it is. I really need to keep my thoughts to myself when it comes to doing nefarious deeds. But looking at the schedule, and I know you had mentioned the Cubs and the White Sox are playing Monday and Tuesday of Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, but they're day games at Wrigley Field, which is going to be out of the question since we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, hopefully doing the best Big Ten show that we've done. But I can't make any promises that I can't keep, because that would make me like somebody else who may or may not be running for governor. Now, we are getting called out on the text line by Hockey Guy, who said we did promise yesterday that we were going to talk NHL expansion draft, and then we didn't. But the reason why we didn't is we were working on getting Greg Wyshynski to join the program
tomorrow. We need somebody with a little bit of authority on the subject to talk about it.
In fairness, I'm going to say that we kept our promise. We just had to do things a little bit later than what we said we would. Now, there is some hockey news today, and I know everybody is sitting on the edge of their seats with this, but Adidas is revealing the new sweaters tonight for, I think, is it just 12 teams, or is Adidas doing, I think it was supposed to just be 12 teams. And I know Nashville fans are upset because the jersey doesn't look like the current iteration. And I couldn't help but look at the new Nashville jersey, which is a little bit more solid in color. There are less accents. And it just screams to me there is a lot of real estate on that sweater for ads.
I just hope Adidas doesn't ruin NHL sweaters. I think Adidas does some good work, but Adidas it's the friend that tries too hard at everything. It's the friend that tries to live up to the Nike brand. We've seen it in the NBA. They have some good stuff. But when it comes to college football and college basketball, I think that's when they're a little bit out of their element. Will they be able to tap into the NHL market? That's my question, and I really hope that the sponsorships don't come to the uniforms. Although, did you see the Orlando Magic uniform released on the Twitter account Uniswag today? Apparently, it's the Orlando Magic are going to have a Disney patch on their uniform.
Well, Boston has advertising on their General Electric, advertises on the Celtics uniforms, and there's at least one other team, right, that has advertising
in the NBA?
Yeah.
There is another team that's going to have something coming. I can't recall off the top of my head who it is, but yeah, that is coming, and there is at least one other team that we haven't named here that's going to have it.
But for hockey, it
I think it's the New Orleans Hornets. I might be wrong on that.
For hockey, it's such a big time thing that happens around the world. The only league that it really doesn't happen in is the NHL, and let's hope it stays that way.
Or the Charlotte Bobcats. 319-366-1600. Let's
bring Matt in, North Liberty, onto the program. A little bit of a change of pace here, like a Wade Davis curveball bouncing in front of Wilson Contreras. Matt, what's on your mind?
Todd, as a baseball guy, I have a question for you specifically. If this is Sam Fold that did that last night and not Rizzo, would there be a punishment, do you think?
That's a really good question. We're wading into possible conspiracy territory there. Maybe, but I think what really got Rizzo off the hook is Hedges is fine. I think if there would have been a serious injury or if it would have been a little bit uglier, then it doesn't matter whether you're a star player or not. But yeah, if this is a generic player doing what he did last night, maybe Major League Baseball decides that they're going to make an example out of him. But to sum up, and this is where we're at in today's storylines in all of sports, you have a story, and then you have Major League Baseball saying that they looked into it and nothing is going to really come of it. They're not going to fine or suspend Rizzo. And you've got the Padres saying they're not going to retaliate. So, story, no punishment, no retaliation, essentially no story. And that's the news cycle. But
isn't that a fun way of going about things?
It gets exhausting.
It does.
And it's a lot, like a lot of the trade rumors and stuff. Like, we've gone from Lonzo Ball's going to the Lakers at number two to Lonzo Ball is going to slide all the way down the draft board to Sacramento or elsewhere, to now part of the trade that the Lakers made today, the reason that they held on to the other pick is they're widely believed to be using it on Lonzo Ball. So we're back. We've come full circle back to Lonzo Ball being the number two pick in the draft to the Lakers.
We've gone from Jimmy Butler to the Celtics, to Jimmy Butler likely not a possibility for the Celtics, back to Jimmy Butler being a possibility for the Celtics, but also the Cavaliers. And
the Suns and the Timberwolves.
And the he's not going to go there. I think that the Cavaliers, it would have to be a blockbuster, like you talked about, three-way deal. But yes, the storylines, they change hourly, and it gets to the point where I don't know what to believe. I don't know what is, like you were talking about, this is primetime fake Woj, fake Adrian Wojnarowski of the Vertical. You're going to see, look out for the blue check mark when you see rumors on Twitter about NBA trades and NBA free agency and draft picks, because there are a lot of fake accounts out there, and sometimes we fall into that trap.
Another NBA story that developed while we were on the air tonight, Dwayne Wade has said, according to sources, that he'll be picking up his option for next season. It's a $24 million player option, and as Jeff Dickerson of ESPN tweeted earlier today, of Dickerson and Hood on ESPN Radio, who in their right mind gives a 35-year-old player with a history of injuries at the end of his career
the Bulls
a $24 million player option? Now, if you're Wade, you're essentially doing the smart thing here, because he's not going to get that money on the market, the open market.
No.
But he's also now looking at playing on a team that maybe won't have Jimmy Butler and is going to be filled with young players. Kids, rookies. I guess everybody has their price, to paraphrase the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. And for $24 million, Dwayne Wade will gladly be that aging veteran who was asked about playing the sixth man role next year on his team and didn't exactly sound like he was warming to the idea of being anything other than a starter. But for $24 million, he'll play with whoever you put on the floor with him, from the sound of it.
35 years old at the end of his career. He's not going to be a part of one of these super teams. He's not going to be even a role player on one of those teams. You look kind of, and this might sound somewhat disrespectful to Dwayne Wade, but you look at what Paul Pierce kind of did last year with the LA Clippers, and he rode the bench. And I know Dwayne Wade will probably be a starter. At the worst, he's going to be a sixth man like you just brought up. But there was no question that he was going to take this option. What is the most that he's going to make if he doesn't opts out? If he opts out of the contract, goes into free agency, what is the most he's going to make? And the answer, especially with all the trade rumors swirling and the top-heavy NBA, no team is going to pay him more than $10 or $15 million a year at this point.
And it would need to be a good team, probably, because at this stage of his career, if he's going to go somewhere else and not make a lot of money, it would have to be for a good team. And good team, there are no good teams that have money.
Not even the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the Lakers, I think it's interesting that they're clearing out cap space and getting rid of assets and trying to make way for Paul George. I don't think that's going to be enough. Will that automatically make them a playoff contender? I don't think so.
I'm sorry, I'm over here on roncorbett.com.
Oh, the boy.
Website, which is now live because the mayor of Cedar Rapids has officially confirmed what we've all known for a really long time, and that's
today's KGYM radio day?
No, the fact that he's running for governor of the state of Iowa.
Ah.
And I'm looking under the news tab, and the first story at the top of the page says Corbett's big day is no surprise. Well, no, it's not, because we broke the story at 4:30 today.
Did they credit you?
We took the wind out of his sails, and that and the signs all over the Nubo district saying that he was running for governor. We've known this for a really long time, but I just wanted it out there in the interest of fairness that he made a promise and he didn't follow through on it. And he has an opportunity still. When is his term up as mayor? He still has an opportunity to right said wrongs. This is essentially like the plot of the TV show Quantum Leap, where he has the ability to go back and right a wrong in history, and then perhaps maybe, just maybe, his next leap will be to Terrace Hill. 319-366-1600. Are you familiar with the TV show Quantum Leap?
No. did you shoot an email to Matt Hamill?
I did not, because I feel bad that our good friend from CBS 2 and Fox 28 may or may not have understood the intent behind the tweet. Yeah. And he may think that we actually do have damaging news for Ron Corbett's gubernatorial campaign. So
wait, so we don't? So this whole show today has been an exaggeration?
I thought we had something good.
I'm born and raised here in Iowa, and I know what the people of this state want in their leaders. They want someone who's going to follow through on their promises. Even if it takes them 4 years to do it, they want someone with the backbone to admit that they dropped the ball, but they still get things done in the end. And that person may or may not be Ron Corbett. But I'm just saying, that wasn't a ruse earlier. Somebody on the text line said that this was Andy Kaufman, Jerry Lawler-esque. No, this isn't a work. This has been eating at me for 4 years. I want to know when my day is. And I say my day, it was supposed to be our day, KGYM day. And then maybe the APC was also involved somehow, but that show is dead and gone and no one cares about it anymore. But he has an opportunity, and maybe his next leap will be the leap home. The College World Series is underway in Omaha, and TCU has eliminated Texas A&M from the College World Series. The Aggies are the team that won the Houston Regional, beating the Iowa Hawkeyes. So, and there are no longer any ties to the Hawkeyes in the College World Series. TCU's assistant coach is Bill Mosiello, who managed the Cedar Rapids Colonels for a couple years, including 2010 when Mike Trout was here. So there's at least one tie to the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the College World Series, and probably some future Colonels and Midwest Leaguers that haven't signed pro contracts playing for the various teams as well. We're way overdue. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Kyle will bring you our next big board update. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We would love to hear from you today on a Tuesday. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Get your BBQ on. Come to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup June 22nd through the 25th at the McGrath Amphitheater. Get in on this tasty tradition featuring finger-licking barbecue, live music, and fun. Admission is $3 for adults and kids over 12, or get in free with special admission coupons. Available exclusively at all 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food, convenience, and drug stores. The Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup, June 22nd through the 25th. Get all the juicy details at McGrathAmphitheater.com.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. OverheadCRIC.com.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertien and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
6:32, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. What did you ask me during the break, Kyle?
I asked if you guys want me to reach out to Ron Corbett's offices.
Well, he's the one who needs to reach out to us, is the way that I'm choosing to view this. He's the one who needs to take the action to right the wrong. If we reach out to him, then that's just, no, that's not right at all. So it's out there now. It's in the public domain, and everybody knows about it, and his people need to come to us and say, this is an egregious oversight, this was an error on our part, and we need to right this wrong, and we need to do it with a nice photo op along the banks of the Cedar River with a box of donuts and a little certificate that says today's KGYM day, and maybe an outdoor concert or something to celebrate. I don't know. I don't want to get too bogged down in the possible details here. All I know is that, look, God bless this station. We try to do a number of things here, and it just, we're the low man on the totem pole, okay? And so I'm trying to get this station the recognition that it deserves, because we are the number one ESPN affiliate in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
That is true.
That is a true factual statement, and it can go in the proclamation. Whereas KGYM Radio, I will write the proclamation. I will go as far as doing all of the work. Whereas KGYM Radio is the number one ESPN affiliate in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And whereas it's a wonderful radio station that does big league things and is good at stuff and sports, and
stuff
whereas
to do about sports.
Sometimes.
And whereas today is June 20th, I hereby declare KGYM Day.
How many
Very
times
simple.
Does hereby. The average proclamation use whereas?
Five times maybe.
Okay.
I think if you're asking for more than five whereases, then that's not very humble. That's us. We're low man on the totem pole. We're very blue collar. We're grinders.
Lunch pail.
We're very lunchbox heroes type people. And
first one in, last one to leave.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. So I wouldn't expect on the proclamation to have anything more than five whereases. And maybe a mention of whereas six times a day, Kyle Mann brings you Midwest One Bank Big Board updates. Which, by the way, time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Three Iowa football players were named preseason All-Americans today by Athlon Sports, led by senior linebacker Josie Jewell on the first-team defense. Senior offensive lineman Sean Welsh was named to the third-team offense, and junior lineman James Daniels was pegged as the fourth-team center. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team received a signed national letter of intent today from Paula Valeño Ramos, a 6'3" post player from Spain. Valinho Ramos has played with the Spanish national team as a high schooler and also played in Texas as a foreign exchange student in 2015. She averaged 19.7 points and 13 rebounds as a senior, and she will join the Hawkeyes in August. It was announced today that there would be a pair of top finishers from last weekend's U.S. Open in attendance at the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic. Brian Harmon finished second and Bill Haas tied for fifth, and both will be in Cedar Rapids on July 10th at the Elmcrest Country Club, as well as Davis Love III. The Midwest League is on its All-Star break this week, but that's no break at all for six Colonels players who will play in the All-Star game tonight. Four Colonels position players will start for the West, and pitchers Sean Poppin and Clark Beaker are likely to pitch as well. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the start of an interdivisional series as the Twins host the White Sox. It'll be Irvin Santana on the hill for the Twins against Derek Holland for the Sox. And that game is set to get started shortly after our show, and you can hear it on 107.5 The North Gym.
The Midwest League All-Star game is actually underway right now, with the East leading the West 1-0 on an RBI groundout by somebody by the name of Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who may or may not be related to Wilton Guerrero. And he scored Bo Bichette, who may or may not, well, yeah, there's no other Bichettes other than Dante, so I can't make a throwaway joke there. That Lansing team comes to Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids next month, and I'm just going to say this right now, there's a good chance that next year Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s name is among the top five prospects in all of baseball. He won't be higher than Gleyber Torres. He won't be higher than Eloy Jimenez. And I guess technically Alex Reyes would still qualify for the list, even though coming back from Tommy John surgery, he may not rank that high.
Yoan Moncada?
No, he won't qualify as a prospect probably for next,
yeah, that's true,
for next year. So I would think that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to be a top five prospect in baseball next year, and people have the opportunity to see him. He looks staggeringly like his father, down to the fact that he does not use batting gloves and can hit balls no matter where they are thrown, either in or outside of the strike zone. And I am very much looking forward to what's that? Lansing comes to town when we're in Chicago for Big Ten Media Day and we won't be able to see. Well, okay. I was really looking forward to seeing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Bo Bichette. I don't know whether Bichette and Guerrero will even be there this time next year. They're both really young, but Bichette was hitting 400 at the All-Star break. They cannot get him out at this level, and it's probably only a matter of time before he gets promoted. And then Vladimir Guerrero Jr., man, what a fun player to watch, just like his dad. I know I've told the story before on the air, but very few players that I've actually looked forward to seeing in person or wanted to see in person before they retired. Vladimir Guerrero was one of them. Then I turned my back while he was batting, and I missed his home run. I heard it. It sounded like someone fired a cannon inside U.S. Cellular Field, but I had to settle for watching it on the replays and picking him up as he was rounding first base. But big Vladimir Guerrero fan here.
I was actually caught a little bit of footage of his home run derby expo last night. And he was just absolutely Dow Diamond is what it's called in Midland, Michigan, the host of the Midwest League All-Star Game. And he was hitting the ball. I'm trying to think of the dimensions out to left field, but well out of the stadium. That guy has tremendous power, and he's only 18 years old. So he signed with the organization when he was 16 or 17?
16, yep. And it's taken him a year or two to get stateside, and they were very aggressive with him last year. Normally, players that are as young as him don't get a short season assignment stateside. They send him to Bluefield in the Appalachian League, and he had a very strong showing. And so they are aggressive and sent him to the Midwest League this year and didn't skip a beat. So it'll be fun to hopefully see them pass through Cedar Rapids next month, whether they're still with the Lugnuts or not.
Would they rush an 18-year-old kid like that, though?
Well, if they feel like he has nothing to prove,
it's true,
at this level, and I'm thinking more along lines maybe of Bichette, but if they feel you've got nothing to prove, if you're hitting 400 in the Midwest League, I don't care whether you're a 12-year-old, you probably deserve to get bumped up. So we'll wait and see what happens there with regard to player moves. Tommy Watkins joined us earlier on the program, the Cedar Rapids Colonels manager, celebrating a belated 37th birthday with a Tuesdays with Tommy appearance. If you missed that, you can check out the podcast available at kgymradio.com. They got a couple former Dodgers there at the All-Star game tonight, one with the East and one with the West as honorary coaches. Charlie Huff, the old knuckleballer, is with the Western Division squad, and Raul Ibanez with the East. Ibanez was a Midwest League All-Star in 1994 with the Appleton Foxes, along with a guy by the name of Alex Rodriguez. They both went on to very nice big league careers. One of them was just a little bit nicer than the other one. 641, we'll step aside. We've fallen way behind here. Way behind. Maybe only Ron Corbett can save us now. I don't know. It's up to him. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Stepping aside, we'll return after this. You're listening to KGYM.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list. The B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila! 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
6:43, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on towards 7 o'clock tonight. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, your home for Minnesota Twins baseball all summer long. Twins taking on the Chicago White Sox tonight. We'll have that game for you at the top of the hour. 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym all across eastern Iowa, bringing you nightly ESPN programming. Lots of NBA news today. Dwayne Wade opting in for his player option next year, $24 million for the aging Bulls veteran. This on the same day that the Chicago Sun-Times reports that Jimmy Butler's camp is trying to engineer or push for a deal that would send Butler to the Cleveland Cavaliers, a team that yesterday fired its general manager 3 days before the NBA draft, at the direction of owner Dan Gilbert, who reportedly did not run this past LeBron James, who has been a supporter of said former general manager. Not necessarily the way to make sure that King James remains a Cleveland Cavalier. You've got to keep him happy. I know he left and we've had the decision and now he's why I'm coming home. There's no guarantee that he doesn't leave again if the organization does things that upset him. I'm not in favor of the inmates running the asylum, but when you have a player of LeBron James's caliber, you should probably at least run something by him as major as parting ways with a GM that he's relatively close with.
It's just interesting to me because every year we hear LeBron James midseason sort of complain about the roster moves that are or are not being made. This year he was angry that the franchise didn't go out and get another playmaker for him on the wing. They wanted Matthew Dellavedova to come back to Cleveland, and he made his thoughts very clear, calling out teammates, calling out the front office, calling out the general manager. And now he finds it to be an interesting move. He doesn't like the move now. So I think that him being somewhat of a player coach, that's fine. I think that that's kind of part of what he brings to an NBA franchise, very similarly to the way that when Peyton Manning played for the Indianapolis Colts and for a certain period of time before he was over the hill, he did the same thing with the Denver Broncos. That's fine if you want to center everything that you do around LeBron James, but leave the general manager duties to the general manager. And the reports are that possibly Chauncey Billups could be taking over. They're going to get somebody that LeBron signs off of. LeBron signs off on. There's no question about that.
That was an eyebrow raiser last night. It happened relatively shortly after we went off the air. And just 3 days before the draft. Now, this is very similar, almost a 180-degree turn from the Buffalo Bills firing their general manager days after this year's NFL draft. So would you rather keep the guy on through the draft, or would you rather fire him 3 days before the draft? I guess it's a question, an existential question for the ages there, but plenty of NBA. So Adrian Wojnarowski is going to be a must-follow over the next 48-plus hours on Twitter. That would be the real Adrian Wojnarowski with the blue check mark. Do not fall for, and I fell for this, and I very rarely will take something from Twitter and run with it without at least making the effort to make sure that it's from a verified account and the actual person. But last week, somebody imitated Derek Gould from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch when the Cardinals had scheduled their press conference at 2:00. And had tweeted out that the Cardinals were firing Mike Matheny. And I turned to my sister-in-law's husband, who's a big Cubs fan. We happened to be together at the time. And I was like, I can't say what I said to him. It was an exclamation and an expletive. And I said, holy cow, the Cardinals just fired Matheny. And then 30 seconds later, as I was looking and seeing stories about third base coaches being reassigned, I looked a little deeper. And it was somebody who apparently had nothing better to do but to temporarily change their avatar and their screen name so that they appeared to be the beat writer. And, of course, you get attention when you do that, and people fall for it. And then I guess you move on to the next big thing. Whatever brings you a small amount of joy in your sad, pathetic life, I guess. That's how I look at it.
Was that the first time that you had fallen for a fake account?
Yes, to the point where I said it or repeated it to somebody else. And now it happens all the time. And, you know, a capital I looks like an L, things like that. People are very clever. I don't know, man. Look for that blue check mark, especially in the days leading up to something like the NBA draft.
An R and an N next to each other look like an M.
Is that an? No, you're right. That's another one. There's no fake Alex Kuhn out there, is there? At Alex Kuhn 523?
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody's going to make it.
At Todd Brummelkamp on Twitter if you are on said social media and want to follow along with us. One other note, we haven't really mentioned this, but Bobby Elliott, the former Iowa and Iowa State assistant coach who had been hired to coach defensive backs in Lincoln with the Cornhuskers this year, has announced that he will not be coaching on the sidelines with the Huskers this year for personal reasons. He will be working with the team as an analyst on the defensive side of the football, but no coaching duties on the field for Bobby Elliott this season in Lincoln. So interesting development there. Bobby Elliott brought into Lincoln to work with new defensive coordinator and former Iowa standout Bob Diaco. So plenty of Hawkeye ties there to the Cornhuskers program in Lincoln. And as we mentioned earlier, a little bit of Big Ten basketball news today with Northwestern assistant Pat Baldwin taking the head coaching job at Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and Jeff Meyer, a longtime assistant to John Beilein in Ann Arbor, leaving to return to Butler, where he was on Todd Licklider's staff for one season in 2003, working alongside new Butler coach LaValle Jordan. So a couple comings and goings in the Big Ten today. It is 6:51. We'll step aside and take a break. When we return, we'll get you a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update and set the table for a Wednesday program that has come together quite nicely, if I do say so myself, in the last couple hours. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Introducing the new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. It's a mix of hand-spun vanilla-flavored soft serve, tasty bits of Lucky Charm cereal, and memories of watching Saturday morning cartoons in your PJs. The new Lucky Charm Shake at Burger King. Relive your childhood in a cup. Maybe it's the magical marshmallow pieces flying up your straw. Maybe it's the magically delicious taste. Whatever the reason, it's a good reason to head over to a Burger King restaurant and try one now. Only at Burger King. Also, try the Fruit Loop Shake now at Burger King. Shakes available for a limited time only. Participation varies.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words: road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're gonna see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Get your BBQ on. Come to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup June 22nd through the 25th at the McGrath Amphitheater. Get in on this tasty tradition featuring finger-licking barbecue, live music, and fun. Admission is $3 for adults and kids over 12, or get in free with special admission coupons. Available exclusively at all 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food, convenience, and drug stores. The Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup, June 22nd through the 25th. Get all the juicy details at McGrathAmphitheater.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Final couple minutes here on a Tuesday. This is fascinating. Nebraska, mentioning the Bobby Elliott news. Nebraska, since 2010, will have had 8 different coaches working with their safeties. Bobby Elliott, just for the spring of 2017, it's been announced that Scott Booker will coach the safeties this fall. 8 different coaches at one position since 2010. And whether or not you want to draw the parallel there, people always talk about what it's like to have the stability at Iowa with Kirk Ferentz and his coaching staff. You cannot put a price on having the same coaches working with the same position groups for long periods of time. Only one coach on that list lasted more than 1 year. Amazing. Kyle Mann joining us here in the studio, our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
3 Iowa football players were named preseason All-Americans today by Athlon Sports, led by senior linebacker Josie Jewell on the first-team defense. Senior offensive lineman Sean Welsh was named to the third-team offense, and junior lineman James Daniels was pegged as the fourth-team center. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team received a signed national letter of intent today from Paula Valino Ramos, a 6'3" post player from Spain. Valino Ramos has played with the Spanish national team as a high schooler and also played in Texas as a foreign exchange student in 2015. She averaged 19.7 points and 13 rebounds as a senior, and she's going to join the Hawkeyes in August. It was announced today that there would be a pair of top finishers from last weekend's U.S. Open in attendance at the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic. Brian Harmon finished second, and Bill Haas tied for fifth, and both will be in Cedar Rapids on July 10th at the Elmcrest Country Club, as well as Davis Love III. The Midwest League is on its All-Star break this week, but that's no break at all for six Colonels players who will play in the All-Star game tonight. Four Colonels position players will start for the West, and pitchers Sean Poppin and Clark Beaker are likely to pitch as well. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the start of an interdivisional series as the Twins host the White Sox. It'll be Irvin Santana on the hill for the Twins and Derek Holland on the hill for the Sox. That game's going to get started right after our show, and we'll be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
I just saw a picture of the new Blues Adidas jersey.
Okay.
And it looks exactly the same.
Most of them look the same. Some of them a little bit different, and I know Nashville is one of the ones that looks different. Deshaun Poppin, by the way, made an appearance today at the Midwest League All-Star Game and recorded two outs. So Colonels getting a little bit of face time. Their pitchers, anyway, the two that were not starters. Plenty more to come on the program tomorrow. We're going to talk a little NHL expansion draft, protected lists, and whatnot with Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports. And then we will look ahead to the NBA draft this week as well. Adi Joseph stopping by. And it's Wednesday, which means another edition of the 6 o'clock showdown. You will have the opportunity to play against somebody for tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels take on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers this 4th of July. Fireworks and all during the 6 o'clock showdown. Minnesota Twins fans, you get the Twins and the White Sox tonight on 107.5 FM. We send you to Target Field right now. ESPN programming on the way for everybody else. Join us tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGY.